USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As tensions continue around Ukraine, New York Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax that we're not in a strategically good position should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
Real banking sanctions probably aren't that effective against Putin right now because the European allies are so dependent on Putin for energy and its natural gas and the pipeline he's already now got a green light on thanks to Joe Biden. And they're desperate. Strategically, we're not in a great position. Putin is just stalling. And it's concerning, though, what Russia really wants to do.
Tenney also pointed out that congressional Republicans put together a strict and severe sanctions package months ago against Russia, but Democrats rejected it. Average daily COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to fall in the U.S., an indication that the Omicron variant's hold is weakening. Deaths, however, are still at around 2,000 per day. This is USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get a fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Australia's borders will finally be open post-pandemic. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Australia's borders have been closed for leisure and business travelers since the pandemic began, but officials in that country said they plan on reopening the borders to international travelers. Citizens and residents there have been allowed to travel in and out of the country since November. International students and some employees were allowed in shortly thereafter. The opening of Aussie borders is a signal that the country is moving from a zero-COVID strategy to one where people live with the virus. Australia has a 94% vaccination rate, which is among the highest of most countries in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The sister of infamous Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff and her husband have been found dead in an apparent murder-suicide. Deputies found 87-year-old Sandra Wiener and her 90-year-old husband Marvin dead from gunshot wounds in their Florida home. Detectives have not disclosed which party carried out the murder-suicide and said the cause of death will ultimately be determined by the medical examiner. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
If you're looking to rent a new place, get ready for sticker shock. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
The price of rent has exploded across the country. According to a Realtor.com analysis of properties with two bedrooms or fewer in the 50 largest metro areas, rent rose by more than 19% from December 2020 to December 2021. Metro Miami saw the biggest jump, where rents were nearly 50% higher than the previous year. There was a spike of more than 25% in other Florida cities, Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa, and in the Sun Belt destinations of San Diego, Las Vegas, Austin, Texas, and Memphis. Economists worry about the impact of rent increases on inflation. That's because big jumps in new leases feed into the Consumer Price Index, which is used to measure inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
As some of the biggest U.S. employers are lifting their mask mandates for vaccinated workers, other companies are going even farther and discarding requirements that employees get any COVID-19 shots. Adidas told U.S. workers that it no longer requires that they get vaccinated against the virus. In confirming their new policy, one of the world's largest sporting goods manufacturers cited a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for companies with at least 100 workers. Remember, you can stay updated anytime 24/7 at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.